Guy's giving you a hard time, huh?
Yeah, man, I can't get a break.
So you finish up a football Wednesday. What's next after you, after you leave work?
Well, I go home and see my family, you know what I mean? I have a newborn, just 2 months old, so I go home and spend some time with him.
What's that been like, you know, having a baby and then the start of the season? Is it crazy for you?
Yeah, it's been crazy, you know, but my wife has been amazing. Being able to wake up at night, you know, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, she's waking up, she's letting me sleep. So it's been great.
That's cool. We're walking through the cafeteria here. Do you ever get some food and then head home, or what do you do?
Oh, yeah, I bring food most of the time, you know what I mean? That way I don't have to cook, you know, I don't put the pressure on my wife. Exactly. You know, Fredo hooks something up for us, and I'll take it home.
What's the biggest part of your diet? Like, what do you eat the most of normally?
Probably turkey meat. You know, I feel like it's a lean meat. I don't really eat too much beef, so I eat a lot of turkey for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, really.
How was it getting that first game out of the way? You feel like you played well, or what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I feel like it was a good first game. I just feel like I have to build and can keep progressing throughout the season. You know, it's the first one of 16. I got 15 more to go. Got to keep getting better.
Stadium was rocking, huh?
Yeah, the stadium was loud. I love it. You know, it's almost too loud to where you can't tell the D-line what to do or the secondaries what the call is, but it's an amazing atmosphere.
How much does that help the D when the crowd is going crazy? I mean, I saw they had a call timeout a few times, a couple false starts.
Yeah, it's huge for us. You know, Broncos country is amazing, so for it to get that loud, for them to call timeouts or get confused or not being able to, you know, substitute, you know, real well, it's amazing for us.
I see you got the backpack. What do you bring home with you? You bring home your playbook, you go through, study that?
Yeah, I bring my playbook, my iPad. Can't forget my iPad. I actually forgot it the other night. I had to come back here at like 9 at night just to get it because I had to have it.
How much homework do you do at home? How much film study is there at home?
A lot. I feel like that's the biggest thing for me. If I can, you know, really study the film and really know what the opposing offense is trying to do, I feel like that's my biggest key.
And you just do that like before you go to bed, or what do you do?
Yeah, like 8:30 every night, study for at least an hour, hour and a half.
Is this you here?
Yeah, this is me right here. Can I do it?
All right, man. Well, thank you. Oh, what is this? A 51 on the side?
It's a little number change, you know what I mean? Just a little bit.
I see you, Ty. All right, thanks, man.
I appreciate it, Phil.
That's been the Out Route with Todd Davis.